we have a plan to have a massive consumer boycott campaign. This is where we are targeting the businesses of those people who are getting their wealth through fraud, subterfuge, and corruption. We have identified some of these, and what we are saying is that the people of Zimbabwe must not buy from those businesses, must not support those businesses, because those businesses are bleeding Zimbabwe dry. So we will be rolling out this campaign at the end of August this year, until this government changes its ways, until those very people who bankroll this regime as a result of being given these lucrative contracts, until they relent, until they give back what is due to the Zimbabwean people.
Is this not going to affect ordinary Zimbabweans? Because maybe those products or shops that you want them to boycott are where they can afford to buy from.
This is actually very, very good news, because for the first time, the poor are going to have power over the rich. The rich make their money because of the 5 rand, the $1 that we, the poor people, spend in their shops. When 100 poor people pay 50 cents, it becomes a lot of money. When 100 people pay $1 each, that's $100. These millionaires make their millions out of the poor. For the first time, the poor are going to withhold their little amounts of money, and this is going to affect the businesses.
May you tell us some of the companies and products that you are going to target?
Well, unfortunately, not yet, because we have identified 19 companies so far, and some products that are associated with companies and individuals that we are not going to support. We are going to target. And this target is passive. We are simply not going to buy in their shops. We are not going to do anything. We are not going to loot those shops. We are not going to harass them. We are not going to burn the shops. We are simply staying away from buying from those shops. But there is one product which sticks out, which we can talk about. We are not going to be buying the dairy products from President Mugabe's farm, because we know that President Mugabe, whenever he flies out of this country, that's millions and millions of dollars that are being spent of our money. We also know that his government stole 15 billion of our people's money. And for that reason, we will not support his business.
Do you see Zimbabweans taking heed of your call to boycott these products and services?
Of course. Zimbabweans have heeded us when we called for the demonstrations, as shown by the increasing numbers of the demonstrations and the unparalleled level of discipline within the demonstration. The moment you see a disciplined demonstration, it means that the people understand the cause. So these people have joined our demonstrations without being forced by anyone, and they have participated very, very well. They can listen to this. Zimbabweans will listen to a thing if they understand what it is being done for. And here we are going to explain to them why we are doing this, because this will mean an end to their suffering.